Plano, Illinois farmer Bill Wykes has been behind the wheel of a tractor for almost four decades, planting and harvesting corn and soybeans on land his family has owned even longer. Throughout his entire career, he's known that even though it's a small amount, part of what he grows will help those who need it most.
We're glad to see it go and be used and help millions of people over the years to prevent malnutrition, starvation, and things like that.
Since the 1950s, commodities produced in the fertile farmlands of the United States have traveled across the globe to feed more than 3 billion people in 150 countries under the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food for Peace program. It's been a source of pride for farmers like Wykes, who are strongly opposed to the Obama administration's plan to send cash to countries in need instead of commodities.
Well, it's a ridiculous idea. Why not give them the best quality instead of trying to provide them with cash to go to a market that does not have the quality or the commodity that's really needed?
But U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack told VOA that changes to the program are necessary because it takes too long to get U.S. food aid where it's urgently needed.
The way we currently do business can basically add 11 to 14 weeks of delay in terms of getting food to where it's needed most in an emergency circumstance. And the reality is that that's far too long.
But for Dow Didion, who runs Didion Milling in Cambria, Wisconsin, saving time could mean eliminating some of his 212 employees.
We have a large number of people involved in this portion of the business, from processing to packaging to quality assurance to logistics, so it would impact us in the jobs area.
Didion's mill processes and packages hundreds of thousands of bags of U.S. food aid each month. Each bag with a U.S. flag is bound for foreign ports. Didion says that sends a stronger message than money.
I don't feel that cash will have the same impact that a bag that says Gift of the United States will have. We're concerned about feeding the starving people a quality product, and have concerns that if the program turns into a cash program, as to what will that money be used for.
Some lawmakers share Didion's concerns and are listening to points raised by lobbying groups for agriculture and shipping organizations opposed to the changes. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Cambria, Wisconsin.